Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we begin our study in Colossians chapter 2, verse 12, titled, Risen with Him. If you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests, please send those by email to bbfohio@protonmail.com or send them by U.S. Postal to P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio 43085. And now we begin our study in Colossians chapter 2, verse 12, titled, Risen with Him. This is part 1 of 2. Current events update. It's good stuff.
Our intro music on the radio years ago, it was something like Carmina Burana by Carl Ford, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, trying to think of what that. Yeah, I can't. I'm trying to think of what it was called. I can't.
And then back in the day, you used to do one like The Hobbit, and you had your voice on there and everything.
Oh yeah.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, like Lord of the Rings. You would do like a Lord of the Rings bit.
Yeah.
You're talking about the that was a commercial we ran. Yeah. And then I did the Once Upon a Time There Was Nothing.
I've heard that on the
radio. And it exploded. All right, current events. We want to just mention, and we pray for all these folks killed in this thing, but that's the mugshot of the guy that did it. His name was Robert Bowser or something like that?
Bowers.
And I said this morning, and I hope it doesn't sound wrong the way I say it, but people immediately, especially in the world, they respond by saying, how could this happen? And I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often.
Yeah.
There are so many lunatics out there.
Yeah.
And the answer, of course, isn't to disarm everybody with gun control. The answer is, I've got a gun, and if you pull one on me, I'm going to use mine to stop you.
Amen. Right.
Now, our President Trump was criticized for saying that. What they want is for President just to walk out and talk like Mr. Rogers and be the nation's comforter. But he was off the cuff. He was being asked a question, and what he said was true. Right now, if you want to kill a bunch of people, just go to a gun-free zone. And so what's the answer? Well, if you have common sense, then you do away with gun-free zones. And you let every one of these nuts know, you show up at our church, we shoot back. And they won't come to your church. They won't come to your synagogue. And right now, the liberal nonsense, all of our schools right now are just waiting. Anybody can go to any of these schools. They might have one or two security guards for, you know, 1,000 kids. Now, at this synagogue, one or two security guards might have made a difference. It's not that big, but you have to have it proportionate to the size of your building and the number of people. So the headline, obviously, is obvious. But it was anti-Semitism. He screamed, all Jews need to die. And you can read on that. I'm not going to read the article or anything, but that just to remind you that Satan hates the Jews and the Christians.
Yeah, right.
And the reason why, now you say, well, Jesus is here and the church is here, why would Satan bother with the Jews? Because if Satan were able to wipe out the Jews, then the Bible would be false. Because the Bible says there's coming a day when the Jews will be back in Israel. 1948. They'll control Jerusalem, 1967. Jerusalem will be their capital, which is why Satan hated Trump moving the embassy to Jerusalem. And the only thing left is after the rapture, all those New York Jews and these Jews in places like Pittsburgh and all these little towns, they'll all go back to Israel. That's all that's left for Israel. But if Satan could have succeeded in the Holocaust to wipe out the Jews, if Satan could have succeeded through the Inquisition of the Roman Catholic Church, if Satan could have succeeded with the story of the Egyptian Pharaoh, if he could have succeeded with Haman in the book of Esther, Islam and their call to kill all the Jews and infidels, including us, if they won't repent or convert. So that's the story behind this. Satan hates the Jews, hates Israel, even though right now the majority of them are in unbelief. And Jew hate in America is growing. This fella had an account on Gab social media. There's nothing wrong with Gab, but there's a lot wrong with a lot of the people on Gab. Gab is just a social media site, and people can go on there and they can say what they want within legal bounds. So when this guy would get on there and say things about the Jews and others, they, unlike Facebook, who wants to be your nanny, Gab says if you don't like what he's saying, you block him. I may have blocked this guy because I've got an account on Gab, but I don't remember him. And so what did they do? Now they're shutting down Gab. And so there are a lot of people on Gab who couldn't be on Twitter and Facebook. They were kicked off of those platforms. Some of these people are taking this as a personal attack and an attempt to silence them. Folks, if you want a war, that's what you do. Silence people. The thing in this country was supposed to be free speech, and then the best ideas went out. But because of PC, because of political correctness, because of so-called hate crime, hate speech laws, and that sort of thing, we're becoming like Nazi Germany, where if you say the wrong thing, they turn you in, and you and your family could lose your jobs, lose your homes, lose your businesses, everything. And it's wrong. Do I like his speech? No, I hate what that idiot was saying about the Jews. But the thing to do is to confront him and to counter him, not to silence him. Now, when you threaten someone's life, you threaten violence, that sort of thing, now you're committing crimes. But if you're just saying, I hate all the Jews, well, you're an idiot, but you have a right to hate all the Jews if you want. I know there are a lot of people who hate all the Christians, and they have every right to do that. This guy has been given a platform just this last year, Aretha Franklin's funeral, and there's Bill Clinton standing on stage with him. Eric Holder's running for office somewhere doing something, and there's pictures of him with him. And this guy, you think that Robert Bowers guy, this guy says vile things about the Jews. Just like last week, he said he called them termites. Well, that's the language that Hitler and all the Nazis have always used about the Jews. Rats and termites and that sort of thing. Then you have the Westboro Baptist groups. They hold the signs, God hates Jews. And then it's not your land, and we know it is. But when you don't rightly divide the word of truth, you eventually can get that crazy in your views. This guy, I don't even know if I think we have one of his books called A Woman Rides the Beast. No, that's Dave Hunt. Dark Secrets of the New Age is the only book that I would recommend anybody read from Tex Mars without being very careful. Because he went off the deep end in the 90s and into the early 2000s and started attacking the Jews and crazy stuff. His name's Tex Mars. Then this guy has a huge following on the internet and on YouTube, Steven Anderson. He came out with a movie called Marching to Zion and just attacking the Jews in Israel, all kinds of nonsense. He's a Holocaust denier and all that. A bunch of independent Baptists are falling for this guy. And we put out, a 12-part video series refuting him called Marching to Zion with Lies. But can't get nearly as many people to watch it as they eat up the air. People love the lies. And that just scratches the surface. And so, as Stephen was saying this morning, there are certain things about the Jews that are true, just like there's certain things about every people group, every individual that are true. That doesn't mean you have a right to hate them.
Amen.
And you definitely don't want to go against God.
Amen.
So you turn against the Jews, you turn against God.
Yeah.
And now with this bomber who voted for Obama, and they're calling him the MAGA bomber. Because they claim that he registered Republican in 2016, you know what? That's how you know your news media, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, they're all liars.
Amen.
They, better than 90% of them are registered Democrats, and they push a Democrat agenda. Listen, I don't want them to push a Republican agenda because I don't agree with them a lot of times.
Amen.
What I want is the truth.
Right.
So don't be calling him MAGA bomber any more than calling him Obama bomber. Neither of those men, Barack Obama and Donald Trump, are not to blame for that bomber.
Amen.
And it's just idiocy. And if you want to hear, tell me what you think of this. If this is ramping up the violent rhetoric.
Here's the thing. Trump is still a very powerful force right now, and he's still holding a lot of the part of the base that is very activated by his message, the native message that's got a fraction of his great energy. And the donor class can't just sit back on the sidelines and say, oh, well, don't worry, this will all work itself out. You're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's the fact.
Do you hear that?
Don't worry, this will all work itself out. You're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's the fact.
And that kind of stuff's been repeated all over the place, and not just about Donald Trump. And so what do you denounce that person? And if anybody had said that about Barack Obama, I would denounce it. If you let God deal with those people on an individual level. And if the people in this country elected someone who I think is a total idiot, Barack Obama, we have to live with it, folks. You don't go shooting people.
Yeah.
And then the next time you vote, and if your guy wins, we don't put up with it when they start calling for him to be shot.
Right.
But it's just crazy. People are crazy. You know that?
Yeah.
Inherent goodness of man. I mean, if there ain't the dumbest thing that churches are preaching these days. The inherent goodness of man. Nothing inherently good about man.
Amen.
That's why I say when you see these shootings, I'm shocked it doesn't happen more often.
Yep.
I thank God that in spite of the wickedness of man, we don't have more of that.
Yeah.
And that's the biblical position anyway.
Proof that God is there anyway. Just like, simple as proof that God's there in the first place, that it's not as bad as it could be.
Yeah, it's by... but for the grace and mercy of God.
Yep.
So, that's your current events update before we get into our Bible study. And I hope you take that stuff. And main messages is this world is given over to the wicked one.
Yeah.
You better keep your eyes open and judge everything by the Bible, not your opinion.
Amen.
You hear me?
Yeah.
If you judge things by your own opinion, you're a fool. There's many times where I think something and I realize, wait a minute, the Bible says this.
Amen.
So both what I was thinking about and my opinion submit to that book.
Amen?
Amen. We're going to do that today. Let's get into the word after word of prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time in your word. And we do pray for this couple more folks I think are heading in, supposed to be here. And we just pray you help them make their way in safely. And others who can't be with us this morning, and we just pray you be with them as well. Keep everyone safe out in those crazy roads where people drive like devils. And we just ask, Lord, you help us to focus on your word. Teach us, Lord. May your Holy Spirit be our teacher and guide. And may we, in spite of the wickedness of this world, really be able to have peace in our hearts, enjoy our salvation, and have the peace that passes all understanding, knowing that you are in control. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Oh, I prayed a couple of them in. There you go.
Come on down.
Colossians chapter 2, verse 12. We're titled this, Risen with Him. Risen with Him. Our standing with God is our constant source of encouragement. What we talked about just a moment ago in our current events update, some of the things we talked about during our fellowship time, some of the things we talked about during the open Bible study this morning with Stephen, sometimes can really disgust you, anger you, upset you. Some people have trouble with anxiety and fear over it. Others just have anger issues. Well, our anger management, the good meds we have as Christians to deal with these things, is to step back and think real thoughts. The reality is, God told us this is how it's going to be. As Johnny said, it's just His fingerprints. We can see God is real. God is in control. As upsetting as it is, He told us ahead of time it was going to be like this. And so I know He's in control. I know He's the one who's going to have the last word. He's the one who has said, you're saved. He's the one who's told me I'm saved in His book. So I know I'm saved. And I have no question about my eternal salvation. And then you can actually sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart. And some of you might want to keep it in your heart and not sing out loud. But the Bible even talks about some of you sing and make a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And now, that you know, some of you have jobs where you shouldn't do that, or certain situations where you do want to just keep it in your mind, your heart. But I like that. I was glad to see that you can sing in your heart. There's been many times where instead of having headphones on and having a bulky thing on your... We used to have the Walkman, you know, and the headphones about this. Like, everybody looked like Princess Leia walking around, you know. and no one, you know, somebody, you couldn't hear them. You're like, you know. But on the job, or even when you're driving, that's not really a good idea because you can't hear the sirens and things going on and everything. But you can kind of have your own little Walkman and sing in your heart and your mind without even having a, you know, music. I love that. Sometimes it just happens. I'll just realize I'm doing it. And Jenny and I sometimes will be in the car and a song will be in our heads and we'll just start singing it and kind of get it out of our system. And then sometimes I'll play a song and sing it and Jenny will say, now that song is stuck in my head. And so then I have to turn something else on and sing it to kind of clear her. But it's a tool that we forget about to be able to handle these things. And as we study, we've been studying in Colossians, all these truths about who we are in Christ and what He's done for us. A lot of it just about Jesus, getting to know Jesus. And that becomes an encouragement daily in your walk with the Lord. And so for context, we're going to read verse 10 through 12, and then we're going to look at verse 12. So if you're there in your Bible, beginning verse 10, read that with me. And ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised, with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with Him in baptism,
wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. That phrase, buried with him in baptism, is building on what we studied last week. A few of you weren't here for that. We talked about the circumcision without hands, and I'm using scissors because they use something like that or a knife, and they circumcise the male, and they take the foreskin off, and it's a blood sacrifice, in a sense. You're making a blood covenant with God. The Jews did that with their boy children at the age of 8. I didn't mention this because among Christians it doesn't have to be mentioned, but really, because they're having so many Muslim refugees and immigrants, you got to mention this, that what they call female circumcision is not in the Bible. It is not circumcision. It's mutilation. It is wicked. Anybody does that to their daughter should be thrown in prison. Oh, I'm sorry, I said 8 years. 8 days old. Jumping back. But I want to finish with my thought on the female circumcision. There are people who think that somehow that's connected to Christianity in some way. It's not. Not Judaism. And it's not just Islam, by the way. There are tribes down in Africa, they weren't even Islamic who did that. But it probably started among the pagans in the first place. But the circumcision we are talking about isn't that physical circumcision, even of what happened under the law. It is a spiritual circumcision. Your flesh has been cut from your spirit and your soul. And that's why when you die, only your spirit and soul go back to the Lord. Your body goes into a grave to rot. But there's coming a day where it too will be saved, glorified, and you'll put on that body in your glorified state. Now, our immersion in water pictures our identification with Him in His death. When Jesus was crucified, they put Him in a tomb, and after 3 days He rose from the dead. When you are baptized, you are identifying yourself with His death, His burial when you're put underwater, and when they lift you out of the water, His resurrection. And that picture's actually something that has already happened and is yet to happen in your life. Because in your spirit, in your soul, you have been raised with Him. And the day's coming when your body will be raised. Now, some reject this as a reference to water baptism and point out there's no water mentioned in the text, but the context is one of types. And so just as the circumcision made with hands was a shadow or a type of what was to come. But see, I mentioned this before, Protestant churches and the Roman Catholic Church have taken that and twisted it and perverted it to say that the 8th day you circumcise your child, well then you take infants and you baptize infants. It's never in the Bible. Not one example. They go to the book of Acts where it says they baptized Cornelius and all of his household. I mean, you talk about stretching. You talk about, it doesn't say they baptized babies. And it doesn't say there were babies. But you have to add to the Bible if you want to teach some of the things that people want to teach. And this is not a replacement. Baptism is not a replacement of circumcision. The circumcision is replaced by something that happened to you when you were born again spiritually. Then when you obey the Lord in baptism, you then picture this being buried with Him. And just as circumcision foreshadowed our spiritual circumcision, so baptism is a shadow or type picturing our being dead and raised. And the more you meditate on that and you understand that, the more of an encouragement it is. Doug?
I thought the reason why they did the infant baptism was to go back to the when they had the kings and stuff, and that was somebody was born, like Jesus was born, and then they knew that they had a child. I'm not saying it is correct. I think that they did it for a count and yet they had.
Well, that became a purpose behind it.
The theology itself was to replace circumcision with infant baptism because of Calvinism. You see, Calvinism teaches that we don't know who is elect and who isn't. Therefore, when a woman had a baby, if that baby were to be miscarried or stillborn, they would tell them they don't know for sure if that baby actually went to heaven, because they don't know whether it was elect. So in order to give Christian parents some consolement, they developed this idea of, and this goes back to Augustine, and it gives them some consolement to say, well, that baby, we can baptize it, and it would then become a member of the church. Now, of course, the problem with that is it was just made up. There's no Bible basis for that.
I agree 100%.
But then later, just like a lot of things, just like marriage, no place in the Bible will you be told to go get a license from the government. Marriage became a thing that the government can make money off of, and that's why they started licensing and charging you for a license. And so there are a lot of churches, including Independent Fundamental Baptists and other independent churches, who no longer even go get the license from the government. And I'm game either way. Someone comes to me and says they don't want to have a license from the government, fine. I can't hold you to that. We're Bible believers. The Bible doesn't teach it. I'm not going to hold your feet to it. But the thing is people say, well, that's basically shacking up. No, it's not. According to the law, you're married. You guys shack up for a while and split up, and if there's property involved, you'll go to court just like the people who paid the license fee. So that's where, you know, the whole government involvement, you know, because here, if I told you, well, you want baptized, well, you got to go down to the BMV and get a license to be baptized, you'd say, what? That's crazy. Well, how less or more crazy is it to go get a license to be married? Amen? Yeah. But they, believe it or not, under a church state setup, you did. You paid a fee to be baptized. But most of the time you were paying to have your baby baptized. And so everything, you know, everything can be corrupted. Even heretical things are corrupted. Now we read this same thing in 1 Peter, and a lot of people will run here to try to prove you have to be baptized to be saved. 1 Peter 3:21 starts out saying, the like figure. Now right there tells you this isn't teaching a literal truth, because it says it's a figure. When I say it's a figure of speech, do you understand what I mean? And that's what this is. The like figure, whereunto even baptism doth also now save us. And so they stop there and say, see, you got to be baptized to be saved. No, it's saying that it's a figure of speech, figurative, that not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God. What saves you is that when you step in that water to be baptized, you're making a profession of what's already taken place in your heart. And you're not washing your sins away with H2O. The blood of Jesus is the only thing to wash your sins away. You have heard the joyful sound. Water saves, water saves. Well, if you believe baptism saves, that's how you ought to sing that song. And Paul's letter to Rome, Romans 6:4. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death.
For solid King James Bible preaching and teaching, along with the encouragement of the Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, tune in to our internet radio station available every day, 24 hours a day, at bbfohioradio.com. Join listeners from over 150 nations, all 50 U.S. states, and other U.S. territories who are tuning in and receiving free Bible teaching at bbfohioradio.com.